Praise the Lord. All right, so if you didn't know, my name is Chris Molinaro, and I'll be giving the message. Chris put in a lot of work for this message, so we wanted to honor it and read it. So in your mind, you know, be picturing Chris giving this, because there'll be some examples from him saying this is, so he's talking about himself. So Lord, just want to ask that right now you would bless the reading of this message given by your servant, Chris. And we thank you so much for his time and his effort. And we just want to ask in Jesus' name that you would bring him back to us safe and sound and healthy. And you would bless the reading and let everyone's heart be open. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we ask and pray. Amen. Chris's message is entitled, Jesus is the Game Changer. All right, kids and adults who are part of VBS, raise your hand right now. Big round of applause yet again for everyone who was part of this past week. And congratulations to all the little kiddos out there for everything that they did too. The most important thing we learned this week was about Jesus. Everybody answer this for me and fill in the blank. Jesus is the
game changer.
Again, one more time. Jesus is
the game changer.
There we go. And that goes back to what we were singing and dancing to all this week. And this is the key verse for this week, which was Psalm 25, verse 4. And it says, and everybody who knows it can repeat as well, make your ways known to me, Lord, and teach me your path. What does this mean? It's so important for us as kids and parents to remember that in God's house, we're here to know the Lord and be obedient to him and to learn more about how God wants us to live our lives throughout all the twists and the turns that may come. And that's the theme of this week, the twists and turns. The game of life. We've been playing all these games, and there are games and posters and beautiful decorations all around us. And in a lot of ways, life itself seems like one big game. And I'm not trying to get all philosophical on you, but all I mean is that we have to know that following Jesus is what changes the game for us. Jesus, he is the ultimate booster code to life. He's a booster code. People may try to tell you that isn't true, but all that we know of following Jesus, he is the way that our life and that our game becomes so much simpler and easier because we are protected by a God that loves us when we're in Christ, that we are guided by a God that's going to continue to nurture us, and that we're constantly faithful to a God who is always going to show us the next step. He is faithful to us. So let's talk about how VBS gives us this ultimate booster code and what that means for our lives. In the game of life, God is here to lead us to every booster code. And a lot of times those codes are found in our Bible and realizing that Jesus taught us so many ways to stop us from having these struggles in our lives. So our first booster code here. Be obedient to your parents and to God. Yesterday morning, I was at church. Chris was at church, and outside the church under a tent, and they had a very energetic pastor, and he was telling a story. And this is the story. It was wintertime, and he was walking home down the street in the evening. And he had to cross the street, and he started to cross the street. He was a little kid, and he had a big old backpack, and he didn't see that there was black ice on the ground, and he fell flat on his back. Since he was so little, he was trying to squirm out of the backpack, but he couldn't. And a car started to come down the street. Car didn't see him since it was dark. And he tried to get free of his backpack and get out of the road, but he couldn't. And the car saw him and at the last minute, but it was too late. He closed his eyes, thinking it was the worst. He was underneath the car's front tires. He was that small that the car didn't hit him, went right over him. He was saved by the grace of God. But what was another thing he realized? He should have remembered what his mother said. If he was obedient to her, he wouldn't have had that near accident. God wants us to be obedient to our parents. And our parents, if they are following God and teaching his ways can give us that booster code to avoid all of those accidents. The second code, the booster code, is to be good to others. Jesus has those booster codes, and our parents, if they are following the Lord, of course, if they're following the Lord, are the ones that can help us remember those codes and to stay close to God. Think about some of the things Jesus talked about going back to the commandments Moses received from the Lord about how to deal with our neighbors. If we are mean to our neighbors or if we lie to them and we sin against them, think about what that means for us in the game of life. Now we have a debt. We feel guilty about what we did to our neighbor. And if we don't feel guilty, something's going to come and chase us down in our lives. So we don't want that on our shoulders. That's why Jesus said his burden was light, because he was doing good to everyone that he saw, speaking the truth, doing God's will, always doing what his Father's will. And because of that, he didn't have that heavy load on his back of all the things he did wrong. Things he could have done better, the stresses of people who he sinned against or things he didn't do. He wasn't worried about all those things. He was doing always what God's righteous will was for his life. So in all those twists and turns, the lighter your burden is on your soul, the closer you are to the Father in all your actions, the easier it gets to keep enjoying that game of life. So that's why we say, make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your path. Because the more we learn about Jesus, the better it gets for us in the game of life. The easier it is for us to keep loving and enjoying that game of life. The less we know about God, the harder it is to love that game. The more stressful it becomes, this game of life. Little alleyways keep getting opened up, dangerous spots, and we don't need those alleyways in our life. They're never going to lead to God, to a glorious, joy-filled life. They're only going to lead to pain, to confusion, and ultimately destruction. Heaven's not found in the diversions. Heaven's not found in the alleyways. It is the narrow path, guided by God. That's another thing. We have to stay focused on Jesus if we want to have the best game ever. The booster code here is stay focused on Jesus. One game we played this week, which was on Friday, was called Target Splash. We had water balloons and we're throwing them at targets for points. We all got soaked and had a blast. One thing about that game is that we had to focus with laser vision on our target, even if that target happened to be me. The game really had it out for me that day. Chris, he's getting soaked out there. They always love getting them. Always a leader, right? You always target the leader. Focusing on one thing at a time, our target is a skill God wants us to have. Focus. The thing we are doing in that game is the same thing Peter learned to do over time. When he was on that water looking at Jesus, he had to stay focused on him. Because if he looked right, if he looked left, he would drown. Anybody here play Mario Kart? Anybody? Raise your hand. I do. In Mario Kart, there's a racetrack called the Rainbow Road. We all love that one. And you're on this highway with the clouds, and when you get too close to the side, you could fall off, and then you have to get picked back up and put back on the narrow path. And that's life with God and his children. With every twist and every turn, we're going on that road. The closer we are to the center and following God and knowing him, the more focused we are on him, the less often we're going to fall off the track or look to the left or look to the right. And Jesus knows that. He's trying to show us the best path to life. And the booster code, another booster code, is Jesus taught us to fish for people. We saw the snack earlier. Another game we played this week was Go Fish. And these were all with pool noodles and other toys like tennis balls and frisbees. And when we were running back and forth and fishing for these toys and having fun, there was another thing that the game taught us about, and that's Jesus telling Peter that one day he was not just going to fish for fish, but fish actually for people, and he would become a fisher of men. So let's think about those two major lessons that VBS teaches us. One, Here at VBS this week, we're all realizing that God's house is a safe place to be for all the younger kids. And the younger you are, the better it is to realize how God can protect you and that you can have fun in his house. That's something I wish, Chris wishes, that he had known more about as a young kid, because it makes you trust your father so much more that you can come to his house and learn about Jesus, that you can play games and learn cool dance moves and impress your friends and make that craft, and you can learn about missions. Some people only feel safe to come to church on some Sundays, or maybe not at all, but we all know that we came here all this week and we had so much fun. And when we leave VBS, we could go spread that joy to others. We can tell others about Jesus Christ and how he is that ultimate booster code in himself and in the Bible. And we can make other people's games better. The second thing, we have to remember that our elders and our parents are here to help us and get us closer to God and to learn his paths. Like the story of the pastor as a little kid, he knew his mom was a force for good. She was helping him and trying to keep him away from trouble, from the alleyways. He knew that if he was obedient to his mom, he wouldn't have almost gotten in that terrible accident. Our parents and the chaperones here at VBS are all here to help you know God better. And we're all representing God and teaching his ways, and we're here to give you a better way to feel more love, connection, and joy in our lives. And what did we learn in Philippians? In the past few months, we've been going through the book, that we learned that we can feel, what's that word? Joy. Thank you. In any circumstance, and the circumstances this week were fun, and there were lots of fun and laughs. A fun environment like that always leads to more learning. If you're upbeat, excited, you'll always be more receptive to things that you can learn. And this week, we learned more about Jesus, about what he did, what he could do for us, about missions, about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, and all the games and the dance moves that teach us that Jesus wants us to have fun while we stay focused on him. The community that we shared together this week makes everything that we're doing and the good memories that we're making remind us that we belong here in God's house and that he loves us. So I want you all to come back to VBS next year and to keep coming back. And God wants you to have fun while learning more about his ways. I know that everyone, kids and adults, are all tired from a big VBS week, but we learned the right way to relax and now, and we have such a good time with our Christian brothers and sisters. And we're going to give one more round of applause for all the VBS, all of it. And we thank you, Brother Chris, for your message. And we will now go into a video presentation, our video announcement for the next VBS. And then we're going to have a little song, a little bit crazy in here. And then we're going to close up with a quick word and a benediction. And then that will be it. Thank you. So before we leave, just wanted to say a quick benediction, but also a quick word that... And you could stand or you could sit either way, but we just had an awesome celebration. And it just reminds us, and it should remind us, of the scripture in Luke chapter 14, I believe, where it says, if you think that this is a celebration, forget it. No. There's nothing better than the celebration that goes on in heaven over one person, just one, not a whole boat, just one person. One person that repents, one sinner who repents. And that word, what does repentance mean? It means this turning. And we talked about the twists and turns of life, or you know, make your ways known to me. There's a proverb that says, there's a way that is known to man. There's a way to man that seems right. But where does it lead? It leads to death and destruction. There is a way, and that way of the world and that way for some Christians even is that if I do enough good deeds, if my good outweighs my bad, that is going to lead me. That's the path to God, is if my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds. Or if I don't, you know, if I help an old lady cross the street, if I pay my taxes, I do all those things right, and, you know, I didn't murder anybody, I didn't kill anybody, I was a good person. That's the path that seems right. It really does. And most people that you ask on the street, that will be the way to heaven. But that is absolutely 100% not what the Bible teaches. From Genesis to Revelation, there was always separation from the very beginning. Once God said, once man said, I'm going to be God. Once man said, no, I'm not going to listen to you, God. I'm going to be my own God. And everybody in this room, man, woman, a child, has done that and does that. I don't care if you've been a Christian forever. Every day, there is moments in my life where I say, I'm going to be my own God right now. And that leads to death. But praise the Lord Jesus that he is the way, the truth, and life. He is that way. We learn that teach me your path and your ways, but the way of God is not following a bunch of commandments. It is in a person, and it is a relationship with Jesus Christ, a real person who came to earth, took on our flesh, took on our sins, became a human being, walked in your place, bled out, and died in your place so that you can have a relationship with him. And he didn't stay dead. And praise the Lord Jesus that he didn't stay dead, that he is alive and well, and that there is life in him. And there is only one way. There is no other way. So if you, and I know people in here, there are people in here who have kind of teetering on the fence. There is no middle ground with Jesus. You're either for him or you're against him. There is only one way. He says you have to count the cost too, because it is a cost. It costs him everything. And the beautiful thing is what we talked about earlier. He says that you're worth everything. Imagine that. You are worth everything. You are worth his blood. You're worth his blood. You are worth his blood. You're worth him bleeding and dying out for. Think about that. If you ever feel worthless or ever try feel like you're going to treat somebody else who is not worthy of your love, and it's controversial, but even the worst of the worst, Jesus Christ says, they're worthy of my blood. And I want to save them. And Jesus, there's a celebration over one sinner, but there's weeping over those who do not come to him. Jesus was over Jerusalem, and he saw those people that were going to reject him. He knew it. And what did Jesus do when he looked at Jerusalem before he was going to the cross? He wept. He said, how often did I want to gather you like a hen gathers its chicks, but you wouldn't let me? So I would ask that you would come down if you feel that you haven't. Me and Jody are going to be up here. You haven't decided to follow the risen Christ, to give your life. He is worth everything that you would ever give up. And there's no question. And he said, you're worth everything. So how much more should he be worth your life? If he gave his life, his perfect life for you, you can't give him your life. He wants you so bad, he'd die out. It's unbelievable. So please come up if you feel that. Also, if you haven't even been baptized, that's another thing. Some people have decided to follow Christ. Baptism doesn't save you, but he says, you come now, and this is what I want you to do to show that you're dead to that old life and you're raised to new life in Christ. And I would ask that you would talk to me, Jody, or one of the elders, and you'd come up, Jody. So thank you again, and just would say a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, because he turned his back on Jesus Christ, because he had the darkness go out on Jesus, because Jesus took all of the wrath and the punishment. He can say that to you. That blessing is upon everyone in this room. In Jesus' name, if they choose to follow him, we ask in your name, Jesus Christ, amen.